The Kriya Shema that we just recited, all the principles of faith that we said in the Kriya Shema, that we confirm all of them, and we say, everything is true. In fact, in the big Siddur, right, so Atzilus, they quote a suggestion that was brought to the attention of the Vilna Gaon, and he liked it very much, that the Emes V'yatzev Enochan has 16 adjectives, 16 words, corresponding to the 15 psukim, and the line is not a pasuk, Baruch Shem Kol Machusel V'Yarnavod, it corresponds to those 16 lines in Kriya Shema, and the first two parshiyos of Shema. When we say Emes, we mean the Shema Yisrael Shema Kein Hashem Echad, that's Emes. V'yatzev, we're referring to Baruch Shem Kol Machusel V'Yarnavod, we're confirming that. We say the Nochon. Every phrase of the 16 phrases corresponds to the 16 lines in the Kriya Shema. So the Vilna Gaon thought that was the correct shot. So that's what Taisa says. Emes V'yatzev has nothing to do with the Shechina. It goes on Hadov HaZeh. When we just said Kriya Shema, we are now stating that everything that we said, we believe in. Then the Gemara says that there are certain parts in the Shemona Esrei where a person is supposed to do Kriya. The original din is on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph on the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Atosef, the Eile Brochus Shadam Shoche Bohem. There are two brochus in the Shemona Esrei where he's supposed to bow down Tchila Vasov. Ovois by Magen Abraham is called the Broch of Ovois. So Tchila Baruch HaTorah in the beginning, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Magen Abraham. And then Moedin also, the Tchila Basav, he's supposed to bow down in the beginning, Hoido means the Bracha Moedin. So Moedin Manachna Lochi bow down, and then Baruch HaTorah Hashem HaTov Shimcha Lochana Lohod is Tchila Basav. The Gemara says that this is as far as a Hedyot is concerned, a regular person. Akhain Gadol should bow down by every Bracha, two versions, whether the beginning of every Bracha, the end of every Bracha, and a Melech should bow down even more than that. A Melech, Kohen Gadol has a higher position, so he has to be more machnia himself. So he should bow down in connection with each one of the brachas. And the melech has even a higher position of honor than the Kohen Gadol has, so he should even be machnia himself more. And one who's not a Kohen Gadol, not a melech, that's a plain heavier, the plain person who's davening, so he's not allowed to bow down more than all the tzchil of asof and moedim tzchil of asof. And if he does, so we have to educate him, alam demosa shalo yishche. We have to explain to him in a nice way that he shouldn't bow down more than a chachamim amasat. So this is a tosefta that appears on Lama Dal and Amanal, three lines from the bottom of the Omer. The Gemara Behemshech, the Gemara has, if you look there on Lama Dal and Amad Beis, on the first wide line, Rava Korah Behaidoa Tchila Basof. Rava had the practice of bowing down by Moedim in the beginning and the end. Amri Le Rabbanon, so the students raised the question by Rav, am I Kovin Mar Hochi? Why do you do that? Where'd you get this from? What do you mean, where'd you get this from? That's what it says in the Tosefta. Everybody does it. He says, where'd you get this from? So he says, well, I saw my Rebbe did like that. Amaluhu Chazim Le Rav Nachman de Kora. Chazim Le Rav Sheshes de Kovin Hochi. So Rav Nachman did it, Rav Sheshes did it. Aye, but there's a brisa that says, you're not supposed to bow down by Hoido. Whoever bows down by Moedim, Harezim, Megunas. And Moshe says, no, that goal is in Hoidor Shebehalo. When you say, Hoidor Hashem Kifed, Kili Yom HaChazdei, you shouldn't bow down. Aye, but there's a brisa that says, Hoidor, the Hoidor Shebehalo. And Moshe says, that goes on Noid Elecho, in Bichos HaMozim. He says, Noid Elecho, in Bichos HaMozim, you shouldn't bow down. But in the Shemona Esrei, so we follow Rava. So the Rajba asks over here, what's going on over here? What are they picking on Rava? That's what it says in the Tosefta on Amanah. What, the students were not familiar with the Tosefta? So the Rajbo says he thinks that the Tosefta is referring to one who's davening Shmona Esrei, and he says Moedim, and he finishes up Hatav Shim Cholachon Ola Hodos. And Rava on Amud Beis with the dispute with the students is talking about bowing down when you say Moedim the Rabbanon. When the Chazan repeats the Chazoras Hashavs, so the Gemara says in Maseches Sot on Perek Elu Nemorim that the Tzibur should say along. If the Chazan says Moedim out loud and no one reacts, no one says anything, so it looks as if he's saying Moedim and we don't believe in it. So we should say Moedim as well. So Rava had to practice, not only do you bow down when you start Moedim the Rabban, you should bow down. That everybody had to practice, but Rava bowed down Tchila Vosof, even on the Moedim the Rabbanon. Exactly what is the self of Moedim the Rabbanon? So by us, this last line is Baruch Kel HaHoza'os. So they say the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that he didn't bow down, Baruch Kel Hodos. He would bow down before that, because the Bavli has the Nusach in Perek Elan Amor, in Misoto. So the, why do we call it Moedim the Rabbanon? Why the Moedim the Shmoneh is Moedim the Raisin? That's what they always used to ask. Which is the Moedim the Raisin? So no, Moedim and the Shmoneh is not Moedim the Raisin. It's called Moedim the Rabbanon. The Beis he quotes Matzasi Kasuf, he read somewhere, doesn't know whose manuscript it was, that the reason why it's referred to as Moedim the Rabbanon because it was composed by a group of Amorim. Each Amorim said a different list of. The Gemara says, first Amorim said this one, and others added on this, and others added on that. So the Moedim the Rabbanon that we have is a composite composed by a group of many Rabbanon. So that's why we call it Moedim the Rabbanon, not as opposed to Moedim the Raisa, but as opposed to the Moedim in the Shmoneh Esrei, which was composed by the Anshei Knesset by committee. Okay, the committee composed it, and we all agreed, this is the text. And what we call Moedim the Rabbanon is a composite of put together. Different parts were put together by different people. So the text of Moedim the Rabbanon appears in the Gemara in the Bavli, and it ends with... How does it end? Asha anachna modim loch. That's all that appears in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi adds on, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHoda'os. So the Bavli doesn't have that, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHoda'os. Bavli only ends off, Asha anachna modim loch. We thank you that you gave us an opportunity to thank you. Al Shanachna Modim Lo. We thank you that you give us an opportunity to thank you. That's the end. So the Beis Yosef poses the question, so what should we do? Should we say Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHodos? But in the Bible it doesn't say. So he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, a compromise. We don't say the Shem Hashem, we say Baruch Kel HaHodos. Rather than saying Baruch Atah Hashem Kel HaHodos, it doesn't appear in the Bible. So we make a compromise. But basically, according to the Bavli, the Moedim is finished when you say, Al Shanachna Moedim Loch. Well, Yadam, Baruch Kel HaHodos, that's to partially satisfy the opinion of the Yerushalmi. The same thing, Bar Nefoshes. The Bavli has the text of Bar Nefoshes, Kol Mashabar, Hashem, Nefesh Kol Chai. That's the end of the Baruch. The Yerushalmi has the same text, but it ends up, Baruch Atah Hashem. How do you end up?
Baruch Atah Hashem,
Chei HaOlamin. So, but the Bavli doesn't have it, so the question is, what should we do? Should we say the Nusach of the Yerushalmi, but in the Bavli says Baruch Olam Atola? So that's the compromise, both by Bar Nefoshes and by Moedim Rabbanon. We say Baruch Chehu Olamim. Rather than say Baruch Atah Hashem Chehu Olamim. So basically, the Bar Nefoshes is really over when you said, Akam Mashabar Lachis Ben Nevesh Kol Chai. So Moshe was in the practice of saying Amen. When he'd hear someone else say Bar Nefoshes, and he said, Lachis Ben Nevesh Kol Chai, he said, Amen. Because that's basically the end of the Bar Nefoshes. Same thing that, by the Moedim the Rabbanon. So then Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Rashba, that Rava, Korah Bahidot Tchila Vasof, and they started the whole Machlekes, is he doing right? Is he not doing right? What do you mean doing right? That's what it says in the Tosefta. What did the Gemara quote the whole story? They really quoted it in the Tosefta. They said the Medubra Anomen Beis is about Moedim the Rabbanon. And the accepted opinion is that yes, that you are Korah Tchila Vasof. So Ramosha said, one is the Sof. Not Baruch Kel HaHodos. That's basically if you've already finished the Moedim the Rabbanon. Al Shanach the Moedim Loch. So Moshe would bow down. Al Shanach the Moedim Loch and get up. Never say Baruch Kel HaHodos.
According to this, you should bow twice. Once in the beginning, once in the end.
Right. Then the Rashba quotes the rest of the Yerushalmi, and this is quoted by the Beis Yosef. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that when one says Moedim the Rabbanon, you try to synchronize your saying Moedim the Rabbanon with the Chazan. So you should bow down, same time the Chazan Amzad Moedim Anachnu Loch, and then you should try to say Baruch Kel HaHodos, while the Chazan is saying Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Atov Shim Chol Lechono LaHodos. The conclusion of the Moedim the Rabbanon corresponds to the conclusion of the Moedim that the Chazan is saying. If it's Chanukah and Purim, and the Chazan is saying along Al Anisim, so then, or if the Chazan is saying very slowly, and Moedim the Rabbanon is short. So then the Rashba quotes from the Yerushalmi, if you finish Moedim the Rabbanon, you don't have to see, you don't have to say it very slowly in order to synchronize with the Chazan. You try to synchronize it within reason. But if it's unreasonable because the Chazan is taking a long time, then it's, so you finish your Moedim the Rabbanon, you bow down, and then the Chazan will finish his Moedim and the Shmoneh Esrei later.
The sheet
of
the vows throughout the entire Moedim
the Rabbanon? The Ramah quotes such a practice. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to, because he had a bad back. And the Ramah says, And even though normally by the Moedim in the Shemona Esrei, by Ovois, it's not proper to bow from the beginning to the end, so that's because there's a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, so they made a takana, Tchil of Asof. But in the Rabbanon, there are more quotes that it's okay if you just bow throughout from the beginning to the end, so that's acceptable also. But it's not that he recommends it. He just says that's the common practice, that they don't bother to bow twice. That it's better to bow the whole time from the beginning to the end. Don't know. Could be. Here the Rush quotes the same Yerushalmi that the Rashba quotes, that the Beis Yosef quotes this long Rashba, and the Chidushi Rashba, and the Chuvasa Rashba, about being Korea, Haidor, Maidim, the Rabbanah, Tchil of Asof, that that's the interpretation of what's going on by Rav and Lamed Dalet on the Beis. So the Rush quotes over there, and Lamed Dalet on the Beis, as well as on Adaf, at the end of the first Perek, the Rush quotes a Yerushalmi, which says that the people should bow down. Here, the Rosh is on page 12, one of the two places. On page 12, in the middle of Simon Tezvav, it's about seven lines before the end of the Rosh. So he quotes this, Yerushalmi Tanit Beirav Chalaptim, and Shal Hakol Shorchim Mashliach Tzibah Bohidor. Everybody should bow down simultaneously with the Chazan. When the Chazan says Moedim, we should all bow down. Rab Zera Adzan, the Mavad B'Moedim. What do you mean Mavad B'Moedim? That's what we're talking about. When the Chazan says Moedim, everybody should bow down. So the Mepharshim understand that to mean only the beginning of Moedim, not Hatokshim, not at the end. The Chazan bows down Tchil of Asof. So when we say Moedim the Rabban, we don't have to bow down at the end. That's how the Tosfos Yontif interprets. But in the Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rashba, who has this whole elaboration on the Yerushalmi, that's what the Gemara meant by Rava. That Rava, bow down Tchil of Asof, is referring to Moedim the Rabbanah. So here the Gemara discusses this Chachanus Chachami, to bow down in the Brachas Tchil of Asof. No, by Baruch Atah Elokeinu Kevaseini, you bow down a little bit, you get up. Then at the end, again Abraham, you bow down. So the Ramah quotes a practice that they bow down from the beginning to the end. But the original practice that the Rashba says was no, you bow down at the beginning a little bit, you get up, and you bow down at the end, just like the Chazan bows at the beginning and the end. So Rava, bow down, Tchil of Asof, the beginning and the end. That's how the
hand we have to meet.
Right, so that's what in the Gemara it never says that when you bow down, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. That doesn't say, that comes from the Zohar. There are always people who are anti-Zohar, so they don't have that practice. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that practice. And the Gemara just says, you bow down. Sure. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we follow this practice of the Zohar, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you get up in order to say the Shem in a standing position. That's only when you say Baruch Atah in the beginning of the Shemana Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem again Abraham, and at the end of Moedim, Baruch Atah Hashem Tavshim Chalachanor Lahad. But in Moedim Alach Malach, where you're not saying a text of Baruch, the word Berech means knee, Birkai. So you only act as if you're bending your knees like that when you're saying Baruch Atah. So the Mishnah Gura quotes from the Derech HaChaim Siddur that was written by the author of the Nesidus. The old Sidurim in Europe used to have the Derech HaChaim. So the Derech HaChaim says that the four kriyas that you have in the Shemana Esrei, three of them are that you bend your knees, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Moedim is not like that. Moedim is just lean over like this. There's nothing to bend your knees about. So here the Gemara says that you shouldn't be in a position of leaning over in the state of kriya when you say the Shem Hashem. You should get up when you say the Shem Hashem. Why? Because the pasuk says Hashem's okay to kufi. Then the Gemara says Takasha, but isn't there a pasuk that contradicts that? Umipnei Shmi Nichasu. When the person mentions the Shem Hashem in the davening, when a person mentions the Shem Hashem Nichasu, he shows hachna. So isn't the correct way to show hachna by being in a bent over position? So the Gemara says no. He shows the hachnor as he's about to mention Shem Hashem Baruch Atah, and he's about to say Shem Hashem. So that's hachnor. Then he gets up. Hashem Zarkev Kifuf. So that's the accepted opinion, like the Gemara says.
what are we doing in Kippur? Sounds like we're doing the other way. Okay, so you show him it's a shame, then they would fall down.
Yeah.
They can't do it. What about the dog gets to move in?
We're not saying the Shem Hashem, the Kohen Gadol
pronounced the Shem Hashem.
When the people hold the Kohen Gadol pronounce the Shem Hashem, so the Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when you hear me pronounce Shem Hashem, Hava Gadol Elokeinu, you have to show kavod. So how do you show kavod? So the Gemara says two parts. One part is, Kohen Mirstachim Amodim Enochim Apneim, and Namutov Yamin Baruch Shem Kohen Machusu Yerno Boy. So that's, they're not pronouncing Shem Hashem, they heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem. So that's the way to show kavod is by doing...
If you're saying it, you have to be
dogged. Yeah.
Hearing it, then you're
right. The Rashash writes in his commentary on the Gemara Yuma, he thinks that the Balabatim make a mistake. He says they used to bow down in Vilna. The Balabatim would lean on the floor, then they would get up, and then they would scream out, Baruch Shem Kohen Machus Yom Vod, when they would be in a standing position. So he thinks that that's not correct. They should scream Baruch Shem Kohen Machus Yom Vod when they're laying flat on the floor. That's what the Rashash writes. He says the practice is otherwise, that everyone gets up and then they scream Baruch Shem in a standing position. He thinks that that's not correct.
Why is the flat supposed to bend over?
So there's another question. Right. So Rav Soloveitchik's practice was that the different practices that are mentioned in the question, his practice was to distinguish between Aleinu and HaKohanim Ha'am de Mazara. And Aleinu, that the meaning is that you kneel on the floor, everybody kneels on the floor. So he says, then you just do Hishtachva. Hishtachva means, Kida means when you kneel on the floor, and your body from your knees up is erect. So that's called Kida. And then Hishtachva is when you lean over and you have your hands on the floor, and your face is parallel to the floor, but it can be a foot or 2 feet above the floor. That's called Hishtachva. So when you say Aleinu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, many shuls and many gives that everybody does Hishtachvor, so he says, that's enough, that's called Hishtachvor. But when they say the Shema, when they say HaKohanim Am Ham Demazar HaKorim Mishtachvim Amodim Enochim Al Pneihem, that's a longer description. So his practice was that means to lay flat on the floor. That's what he said. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon was not happy about that distinction. He thought that you should always be flat on the floor, even by Aleinu. But that was Rav Soloveitchik's practice.
What about Aleinu every day?
Yeah.
Does it matter how you bow?
Don't recall that there's a discussion of it.
What is there's a simon in the Torah Shulchan Aruch. The Lord will tell you not to bow in the middle of Mishmash.
Right, that's Gemara on Lamed Dalet on the base. Gemara says you shouldn't bow by other occasions when you say Haidor and benching and Hallel and all the other occasions you should not bow. Only in, we don't really, I don't know. Yeah, don't know. Then the Gemara points out on the top of Yud Beis on the base, not the way most people do, that most people when they bend over, so they bend over slowly and they get up slowly. So the Gemara says, no, you should bend over very quickly and you should get up slowly. That's the top line. Kikora, when he would bow down Rav Sheshes, when he would do the Kriyas in the Shemoneh Esrei, Kora Kechizra, he would bow down very quickly. And Kizakif, when he got up, he would get up like a snake, slowly turns his head up, so you should do slowly. That's more the coveted. Okay. This is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Most people don't follow these din. That's the correct way to do it. Then the Gemara has a machlekes. What's the nusach of the bracha in Aseres Meitshuvah? Should we change the bracha from Hakel HaKadosh to Hamelech HaKadosh? Because in Aseres Meitshuvah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is judging the world. He's acting like the Melech. Melech, the main function of the Melech is to judge the people, to maintain law and order. So the Ribbono Shel Olam in Aseres Meitshuvah is judging us, and maybe we should change the bracha to HaMelech HaKadosh. Or should I say no, despite the fact that he's judging the world, but he's still that pasuk that says, Ve'igva Hashem Tzvokas Panishpot, that God is judging the world, that concludes, HaKel HaKadosh, Mikdash Betzdoki, he referred to as HaKel HaKadosh, so we can continue to say HaKel HaKadosh, no problem. So that's a machlokes HaMeroim in different generations. Gemara says, the final conclusion is, you're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh. You shouldn't say HaKel HaKadosh. And the same thing, instead of saying Melech HaHetz Zakoh Mishpat, You should say Hamelech Hamishpat, because God is sitting in judgment now doing the Aser HaMetzuvah. So Tosfos points out that's the Maskana Seg Moshe should say. What happens if by mistake you said Hakel HaKadosh, if by mistake you said Melech HaHetzdoko Mishpat? So Tosfos thinks that even B'diyeved you're not Yotze, because that was the Maskana of the Gemara, that the correct Nusach is Hamelech HaKadosh. In Shulchan Aruch we don't Paskan like that by Melech HaHetzdoko Mishpat. They explain that the old Nusach used to be Kel Ahet Tzadko Mishpat. They didn't say Melech. So now, Seres Meitshuv, you're going to say Kel Ahet Tzadko Mishpat. You didn't mention Melech HaMishpat, so you're not yet. But since our practice is all year long, we say Melech Ahet Tzadko Mishpat, so we pass into the Yevet. You don't have to daven over for Melech Ahet Tzadko Mishpat. The Levush says not so. The Levush holds even if you say Melech Ahet Tzadko Mishpat, also not yet to be the Yevet, you have to say Melech Mishpat. That's not the accepted opinion. The Levush has a lot of ideas that are generally not accepted. Many of his original ideas were not accepted. So this one's also not accepted. Tosfos on the Daf has the famous comment. Tosfos says, not only do you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, if by mistake you said Hakel HaKadosh, or Hakel HaHetzdoko Mishpat, if you forgot to say Zachayin HaLachayim, Amich HaMoich HaVerachma, etc., B'Shei HaChayim, you have to daven over again. So that's how Tosfos quotes from the early Rishonim. But then Tosfos says, how can it be? But that's not from the Din of the Gemara. That was added on by the Gaonim. How can you say it's a Shteknish? It's not kashul b'sefer. It's not in the Gemara. How can you say that that you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei based on whatever the Gaonim added on? It's like piyutim. It's an aymai. So you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because you left out piyutim. So that's the accepted opinion. You don't have to daven over. Tosfos raises the question: what's the din? If a person in Aseres Meitshuva doesn't remember what he said, Hakel HaKadosh, Hamelech HaKadosh, he's mesupin. So what should we have said the din should be? So if the din is that the yevet, you're not yotze. If you say Hakel HaKadosh, it's even the ikuva, you have to say Hamelech HaKadosh, and the person is mesupin if he was yotze Shmoneh Esrei. So wasn't that a machlekes? We on the first day when we started the mesupin, we looked on Daf Chof Aleph and Aleph. We might have a machlekes where the kriyashma deraisa, kriyashma derabbanan. Might not mean a sofik kara kriyashma, sofik lo kara kriyashma. So if kriyashma is only derabbanan, so sofik derabbanan l'kuvi, you don't have to repeat kriyashma. We paskin that kriyashma is deraisa, so sofik kara kriyashma, sofik lo kara, choyza v'kara kriyashma. What about davening? Davening is for sure only derabbanan. So sofik is pal, sofik lo his palo, ain't a choyza mispal, because the sofik brachas lahakil, the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei only derabbanan. And then, that's what Rav Loza says. Rav Loza is a Talmud of Rav Yechon. Sofik is parallel, Sofik lo his parallel. Ain't a choizim is parallel. Comes Rav Yechon and he says, no, whenever there's a Sofik tefillah, halavai she's parallel adam kalayam kulam. Whenever you're mesupik, whether you're daven or not, so we go to Chumra. What's the pshat? Does he mean Sofik brachas lahachmer? Rav Yechon says, Sofik brachas lahachmer? Or does he only mean that he gets a davening? So that's what we discussed, the Tosfos and on this daf, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, quotes a machlokes with the Rif. The Ri and the Rif have a machlokes. With the last Gemara that we learned 2 months ago, whenever we learned that Brachas last, a long time ago. So the Gemara had a suffix, a person has a cup of beer in front of him, a kasa de shichra. And he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he thought that it was wine. And he intended to conclude the bracha bar piyagov, and then as he's about to finish the bracha, he smells it, he sees that it's not wine. So he fixes the bracha and he says, shakol niyamadrach. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. So the text of the bracha was absolutely correct. He didn't say one wrong word. He says, shakol niyamadrach. But when he was reciting Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he planned to conclude the bracha bar piyagov, and in which case he would not have been yotze, because bar piyagov is not acceptable even b'diavad on beer. And then he corrected himself, so the Gemara, that's how Rashi and Tosfos learned. So the Gemara was in doubt whether that's an acceptable bracha now. So it's an Ibaidleid Shita. So how do you deal with that Ibaidleid Shita? So the Rif says, Safik brachas lahakam. If you're not sure, so you say, Safik brachas lahakam. And the Rif says, no, you got to repeat the bracha. So how can it be? What happened? The Rif doesn't know from Safik brachas lahakam. So the Vilna Gaon writes that the Rif is based on the Gemara and Chafala from an Aleph. Halavai she's parallel and kol ayam kula, that the Ri understood that Rabbi Yechanan's statement is Safik brachas lahachme. Rabbi Yechanan didn't say a special din only benigeh to davening. He said a din, and I'll give him a general din. Whenever there's a Safik bracha, you have to always go lahachme. That's not the accepted opinion. We don't pass him like the Ri. We pass him in this kind of a case. He says, Baruch HaKadosh Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking he's going to finish Barbi Agafen, and it turns out that it's here, and he finishes off correctly. Shakal Neva Dvara. We pass like the rift, that you don't have to repeat the bracha. Aye, but the Gemara says, Halavashi is Pala and Kalin. No, that goes on davening Shmon Esrei, because there's a concept of Tfilas Nadove. You're allowed to volunteer at Tfilas Nadove, even if you've already davened three times a day, you can daven another Shmon Esrei. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Whenever this is Sofik Tfila, so even if the Lamaisi, you did daven already, but if you want to daven Tfilas Nadove, it doesn't pay, so he says you should daven over again. Oh, so that's the question over here. Taisus has the Shaila. Saris made sure, but the person is not sure. But they said, "Akel Kodesh Amalah Hakodesh." He's not sure. So what should the din be? So the din should be from Daf Chaf Aleph. Safik Hispalo, Safik Lo Hispalo, Chozim Hispalo. So why doesn't Taisus say that? Taisus quotes a Yerushalmi. No, it takes 30 days till you get used to changing the nusach. And Saris made sure, but you don't have 30 days. It's only 10 days. So you assume the rove is the ruba de leisa kamon. The probability, the likelihood is that he said Akel HaKadosh. Since the likelihood is that he said Akel HaKadosh, then that's why we make him daven over again. So you should have said, even if it's a 50-50 suffix, you also make him daven over again. So that's the kasha that the achrenim is. The Yerushalmi does not quote. The Tosfos refers it to the Yerushalmi. So that's what the Achrenim is. What are they hacking with the Yerushalmi? The Babli says on Daf Chof Aleph Manal, Sofik is Paul, Sofik lo is Paul, Machlevis Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Loza, and we pass him like Rabbi Yechon. We have to daven over again. So why doesn't Tosfos quote the Babli? Why they quote the Yerushalmi gives a different reason. It comes to the same conclusion, but for a different reason. The reason being that since you didn't get into the habit of saying this Nusach HaMelech HaKadosh for 30 days, so we assume you'll still be reciting the regular Nusach that you're used to all year long and saying Akel HaKadosh. Why do you have to come up with that new local reason? Why don't you give the reason from Rabbi Yechon and Sofik Hispala, Sofik Lo Hispala. So that's what we must have mentioned a long time ago. The Galya Masechta has a tshuva about this of Dovid Olam Avadika. He was a contemporary of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he says exactly what you said, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. When we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Sofik Hispalo, Sofik Lo Hispalo, Choyze Hispalo, why Halavashi Hispalo, and Choyze, it doesn't mean he's obligated to daven over again. No. Strictly speaking, Rav Lozer is right. Sofik Hispalo, Sofik Lo Hispalo, and Choyze Hispalo. You're not obligated to daven again. But whereas one would have been misled to think, you're not allowed to daven over again because it's a Sofik Brochel of Atola, you're not allowed to say a Brochel of Atola. Comes Rabbi Yechanan and he says, look, there is an institution of Tfilas Nadove, so we would recommend. An Eitzah Tadu, we would recommend that you should daven over again. But you can't say the fellow is really obligated, strictly speaking, is not obligated to daven over again. So that's what Tosfos writes to Yerushalmi over here. But if it's less than 30 days and you're Mesufik, if he said, Akel HaKadosh, Amalach HaKadosh, then you're obligated to daven over again. Not that it's an Eitzah Tadu, you're Mechuyav to daven over again because we know that the probability is that you said the wrong Nusach in the Shmon Esrei. We assume that you must have said Akel HaKadosh instead of Amalach HaKadosh.
And he's not sure if he davened in Shabbos?
See, Taka probably should not. He should not volunteer. Sofik is Paul, Sofik lo is Paul. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this also. The same Shuvah Sarajbo that the Galya Masechta quotes. They both knew it because they weren't so conversant in all the Shuvah Sarajbo, the hundreds of Shuvahs, because this one is quoted by the Beis Yosef. So they say the Beis Yosef quoted the Shuvah Sarajbo who interpreted Halavashi is following Kol Yud. That means that you're not obligated to. We recommend you should volunteer. It's a recommendation. You should volunteer Tfilas Nadove. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no Tfilas Nadove. So Sofik is Paul, Sofik like is Paul on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You would not have to daven over again. But a Sofik, if you said Akel HaKadosh and the Melech HaKadosh, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he would have to because we assume that he said wrong. It takes 30 days to break the habit of davening in the Nusach that you're used to. Here there's the famous comment that the Chayei Odom was a dayan in Vilna, so there was one of the other dayanim in the outskirts of Vilna was Rababala Pasvela. Pasvela apparently is like Borough Park Flatbush, it's a section on the outskirts of Vilna. So every 100 pages the Chayei Odom and the Chochmas Odom will quote some Hiroa, some Stachanis, Rababala Pasvela, quotes him a few times. So he quotes his Chiddush that if one, by mistake, davened the Rosh Hashanah Dikur Shmoneh Esrei to Meirav of Rosh Hashanah, and by mistake he said Hakel HaKadosh instead of Hamelech HaKadosh, he has a chiddush that he doesn't have to daven over again. Why? Because it's only Rosh Hashanah if it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And the Gemara says if one forgets to say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh and Shacharis on Mincha, you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. But if one forgets in Ma'ariv to say Yalav Yavai, then you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Why? That's the last 20 lines, the last 15 lines in Perek Tfilas HaShachar. That's on Laman Amid Beis, in the middle of the Daf. So the Gemara says on Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to say Yalav Yavai, but if one forgot, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei because Bezdin is never Mekadosh as HaChodesh Balayla. They have to wait till the morning to declare it as Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, B'di'eved, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavai Mar, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So he says, well, Rosh Hashanah also. You only say Melech HaKodesh because it's Rosh Hashanah. It's only Rosh Hashanah if it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The Bezdin doesn't declare it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. They don't say tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. They wait till the morning of Rosh Hashanah, then they declare it. And we treat the whole day as Rosh Hashanah. The whole day of Rosh Hashanah is treated as one unit, so when they declare in the morning, they'll declare at 5 o'clock in the afternoon that today has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, if today has Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, it will be Chalmel Amafreya. How can I make a Kedusha Amafreya? It's not Amafreya. The day is one unit, so they declare this day has Kedushas Hayam. So the Melech comes out that it was Rosh Chodesh from the beginning. But so the Gemara has two opinions about that. The Gemara there, Laman of the Deish, right in the middle of the Amud, the last five lines in Tfilas HaShachar, the Gemara has two opinions. The conclusion that Gemara comes to is, Mali Chos and Mali Mola doesn't make a difference. Allah Loishma. Doesn't matter whether Rosh Chodesh is one day or 2 days, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, second day of Rosh Chodesh, when one forgets to say Yalav Yavai, by Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. So this is the Chiddush, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Chayyadam, who quotes it from the Dayan Rababa Lepasam. So many years ago, Rav Soloveitchik dedicated a Yahrzeit Rashi to explain why he doesn't agree with Rav Abba Lepasam. He had to explain what is this din all about? Why is there such a din that if you dab married and tigat yalav yavai, you're not supposed to repeat the Shmona Esrei? Why? Because it's not yet Rosh Chodesh. It only becomes Rosh Chodesh in the morning. No, but the din is you have to abstain from Malacha. If you think they may make it Rosh Hashanah, you have to abstain from doing Malacha from the beginning of the day. And may turn out that the Bezin will not declare the day as Rosh Hashanah, so it will turn out that you lost the day of Parnassah. You could have done work all day, you could have made money. And you didn't. But the Gemara is clear that if the Bezin will declare it a minute before the Shkia, they'll declare that today is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, today is Rosh Hashanah, it will become Rosh Hashanah Melech Mafreya. So what kind of an explanation is that, that you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei if you forgot to say Yalav Yavai, because Bezin is not the Kaddish of the Chodesh Balayim. And furthermore, yes, Bizman is at a Bezdin, it's not Mekadosh HaChodesh at all. We have calendars that are printed in advance. So how does this din still apply? How come it's still quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch? The Amoraim who said this din lived ages before they lived there. Rav is talking. All the Amoraim that lived before the days of Abai Verovah. It's during the lifetime of Abai Verovah, their counterpart in Eretz Yisrael was Hillel HaShemi. So he was the one, he was a descendant of Rav Yudah HaNashi. So he was the one who made the Luach Kavua that we have today. So after he made the Luach, so you know centuries in advance when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So what kind of an explanation is that you don't have to daven over if you forget to say Yalav Yavai? So the Rav gave a whole interpretation, and based on his interpretation, had no application to Hakel HaKadosh. He said, Hakel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh. The Gemara says this is the correct nusach hasher machlokes based on the pasuk va'yigba Hashem tzokes b'mishpat v'hakel hakadosh nikudesh b'tzoke. When God is judging the world, He's still being described as hakel hakadosh. So one amora, half of the amoraim held, there's nothing wrong. You say hakel hakadosh even as there is made shum. The Gemara says the hilchos okay rabba. We don't follow that opinion. We pass on the correct nusach and as there is made shum is hamel hakadosh. If you said the wrong nusach, you're not yotze. I was with Yalav Yavai. No, that's not the wrong nusach in the Shmona Esrei. If you daven Shmona Esrei on Rosh Chodesh and you leave out Yalav Yavai, basically you're yotzei Shmona Esrei. You're just not yotzei something else. The reason why you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei is not because you weren't yotzei Shmona Esrei that Yalav Yavai is ma'akev. You were yotzei the Shmona Esrei 100%. See, that's the Tosfos has that discussion. That's the two opinions in the Tosfos on Chavav on the day. Right, a person daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yavai and he's supposed to repeat the Shmona Esrei and he didn't realize it then, it's already Matzoi Rosh Chodesh and he davens Ma'ariv. When he davens Ma'ariv, he doesn't say Yalav Yavai because Rosh Chodesh is over. Does he have to make Pashlumen for the mincha that he davened, but he forgot to say Yalvi Yovel. So will he gain anything? Will he accomplish anything by saying Yalvi Yishma Nes? So that's two opinions in Tosfos. So in yeshivas, they say, over in the name of Rav Chaim, what's the issue that Tosfos is debating? So this is the shaila. If a person davened Shmona Esrei Yom Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yalvi Yovel, the din says he has to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Why? Doesn't mean he's not Yaitzer the Shmona Esrei. He said the wrong nusach. Like if you say Akela Kodesh, instead of a Malchah Kodesh, you're not Yaitzer, he said the wrong nusach. Like a person says, Avocha Dikah Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, he didn't say Mikadesh on Shabbos. He didn't say Mikadesh, he saw the Hazmanim on Yom Tov. He davened Avocha Dikah Shmona Esrei, so you're not Yaitzer, because he said the wrong nusach. So is that the same by Rosh Chodesh, you're not Yaitzer? Or no, and the accepted opinion is no. The truth of the matter is that you are Yaitzer the Shmona Esrei. You weren't Yaitzer something else. So in order to fulfill another mitzvah, that's why we recommend to you daven over the Shmona Esrei, even though you were Yaitzer Shachas, you were Yaitzer Mincha, daven over the Shmona Esrei. So what is the other thing that you weren't Yaitzer? What is the other thing that you weren't Yaitzer? So that's Rav Soloveitchik explained who makes it into Rosh Chodesh. Who declares it as Rosh Chodesh? So in the days, in the early generations, the Bezin used to make it Rosh Chodesh. The Bezin would declare Mekudesh HaChodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there's a Tosef in Sanhedrin that says that Ein Ma'abir Mechal Shana, when the Bezin wants to declare Shana Mulberes, they can only be Ma'abir Mechal Shana, Elam Ken Yirtza HaTzibur, if the Tzibur is Maskim. And he thought the Pashtus says that the same rule would apply to Kiddush HaChodesh. Why should anyone be unhappy? Then later Rosh Chodesh today to my Ibra Shana, let's say this year, it's a Shemitah year. It's hard enough to observe Shemitah 12 months a year. So you make us 13 months a year. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make a Shemitah year, Shana Mulberes. You're not supposed to. This is a fluke. If we would have had a Bezin, we wouldn't have made. We have a whole system cover us, and we got no choice. So based on the system, it's a Shana Mulberes. But the Gemara says you're not supposed to make a Shana Mulberes. So let's say the Bezin will make a Shana Mulberes, and the people will say, we don't accept it. We don't want to have 13 months of Shemitah. It's bad enough, we have to observe 12 months. So the declaration of the Shana Mulberes will not be valid. But the truth of the matter, it applies to Kiddush HaChodesh as well. What are you going to have? Someone's going to be unhappy. What? The tax deadline? Is it Sons by Mitzvah? He wanted to have it a day later, a day earlier. Who's going to be upset? How are you going to get the Rebbe Tzibur upset when he made today or tomorrow Rosh Chodesh? It's hard to get the people so excited, unhappy about declaring Rosh Chodesh. But in principle, you really have to have Haskamas HaTzibur. What do you need Haskamas HaTzibur? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the authority of the Bezin in declaring Rosh Chodesh and Ibra Shana is not really Bezin, but Torah's Bezin. When they pass the Shailas, they have to have the approval of the Tzibur. They pass the Shailas, so they say what they think. The honest to goodness halacha is. They have to say what the din is. But Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah, really, the Gemara says, we say the Nusach Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim Mekadesh Yisrael, the Rosh Chodoshim. Why Mekadesh Yisrael? Because HaKadosh Baruch is Mekadesh B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, and Mekadesh Rosh Chodoshim. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik gives. You should really say Mekadesh HaBezdin, the Hazmanim. The Bezdin, the B'nai Yisrael, they're not Mekadesh Hazmanim. The Bezdin is Mekadesh Yisrael. So he said, no, the Bezdin, Benegit, the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana are really representing Klal Yisrael. And as Mishmana said, that the reason of Bezdin, so it went back to Klal Yisrael. That's what he calls the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, and the says the Kuf Nun Gimel has a whole Arichas like that. That Mishmana, that there's no, the Rambam and the Mishmah Torah also sounds like he says like that. That Mishmana, that there's no Bezdin to do the act of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana, so the responsibility goes back to the Klal Yisrael. So even, but even Bezdin, that there was a Bezdin, in the days of, in days of Rav, here that Gemara and Laman on the base, the end of Perek Tzvilas Hashacha, there was a Bezin. There still was a Bezin in Eretz Yisrael, being the Kaddish Lechadoshim. But still, even when there is a Bezin, it's the Bezin representing Klal Yisrael. So the Klal Yisrael has to be maskim along, has to agree to the declaration of the Shana Mulberes, and has to agree to the declaration of the Rosh Chodesh. So the mentioning of Yalav Yavo and the davening is for the purpose of having the Haskamas HaTzibur. We are in approval of the Bezin declaring today as Rosh Chodesh, and if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo and Shachris and Mincha and Rosh Chodesh, you have to daven over, not because you're not Yotze the Tzibur. The Tzibur, you're Yotze 100%. You weren't Yotze having this Haskamas HaTzibur to join along with the Bezin's declaration.
But there's no Tzibur saying Yalav Yavo or unless everybody forgot.
No, so by Ma'ariv, so the Gemara says, by Ma'ariv also you're supposed to say, Yalav Yavoi, because today is Rosh Chodesh, but if you left that Yalav Yavah, you'll Yotze, like a Yotze Shachris and Mincha if you left that Yalav Yavah. So Yotze Marav also, the only thing is Shachris and Mincha, we require of you to repeat the Shemana Esrei for different reasons, not for Hilchas Tzila reasons, for Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh reasons. Because the Tzibur has to... The Tzibur has to mention that we go along with the Kriyas of the Beis.
That's the word on the Shachris, though. Shachris, you shouldn't have to do it for Mincha then anymore. It does. Basically, it's in the
Kaddish Shachris. So the Chacham, I don't know. So the Chacham was second, each Zman Tzibur, you should have the Haskamas at Tzibur. But by Meiriv, the Gemara says, Eim Ekatchen is Achaydish Balayla. Why is Eim Ekatchen is Achaydish Balayla? So we usually assume because you can't put together a Bezim Balayla. There's no Yeshiva as Bezim Balayla.
They almost do nothing Balayla.
Bezim. You can't. If Zana Bayom, the Gemara, let's say you have a Din Torah that takes hours and hours and hours. And it starts Din Torah at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's already 12 o'clock at night, and it's still going strong. So if he's chila bayom, so if the kliyas yeshivas does and began in the daytime, zana bayom, the gan balayla, they can continue the din Torah into the nighttime. But you can't have a chila yeshivas does, can't have a kliyas does in balayla. So usually we assume that's the reason why ein mekachin shachar is balayla, because you need a bezin, and the bezin can't convene at night. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik said, no, you see, the Gemara has a different posik in Rosh Hashanah. It's not based on the posik that teaches you there's no yeshivas bezin balayla. It's a different posik. That's what Rashi thought, that the Gemara is saying on Laman Amud Beis, a Mekachin and Sachodesh Balayla is a separate din. And even if the Kiddush Sachodesh is going to come about not via a Bezin, it's going to come about by Klal Yisrael together is declaring, let's say this man is there, that there is no Bezin anywhere in the world who's making it Rosh Chodesh. The Klal Yisrael is making it Rosh Chodesh, not the Torah's Bezin. We took it back, so the Kviyas Rosh Chodesh has to be done by Yom, it can't be done by Laila. So when we daven Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh and we forgot Yalav Yavai, Hilchas Tefillah will be Yotze 100%. I forgot to say the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom Yom Tehillah Me'em B'chol Yom Hashem, so B'di'evit Yotze without that. Even Shachris and Mincha, Yotze B'di'evit without that. The only reason why you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei is because we want to fulfill the other mitzvah of having the Tzibah join along with the Bezna, having the Tzibah make the declaration of Rosh Chodesh. So B'Ma'ariv, then the Kachin Shachodesh B'Alad, whatever you're going to do, stand on your head. There's no way you can make it into Rosh Chodesh by Laila. Means the person daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and if he got to say Yalav Yavai, right? Right. So that's what we said. Those are the two opinions in the Tosfos on Chavav and Adai. So one opinion in the Tosfos was that you have to daven over Meir the second time to make up for the Mincha that you didn't daven. So they're saying that if you left out Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say the correct Nusach HaTfilah, you're not yet to the Chavis HaTfilah. But we're assuming not like that opinion. We're assuming like the other opinion in the Tosfos, that the Chavis HaTfilah you were Yotze, you just weren't Yotze some other Chavis. What's the some other Chavis? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That's a different thing, that the Tzibur has to go along with the Bezna. Bezman is that there is no Bezna to go along with. The Tzibur makes it into Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, the Shaila is. So the Shaila was that this is a good explanation. This was a good explanation for repeating the Shemana Esrei on Rosh Chodesh. What's the story with Yalav Yavai on Chol HaMoed? On Yontif, if you're going to daven a bracha dik Shemana Esrei on Yontif, you didn't say the Nusach HaBracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael B'Hazman. But on Chol HaMoed, you say a regular week Bishman Esrei, just add on Yalav Yavai. So if you're telling me that Yalav Yavai is not Miyakeh B'Di'eved in Hilchas Tefillah, the only reason why on Rosh Chodesh you have to repeat Bishman Esrei a second time is because we have to join along with the Bezman and we have to make it into Rosh Chodesh. How does that apply to Yalav Yavai and Chol HaMoed on Chol HaMoed? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk, Adab HaMoshe is Mayadeh Hashem al B'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Mayade Hashem Tzrichin Kiddush Bez, Mei Shabbos Bereish is Tzrichin Kiddush Bez. The Bezin is only needed to make Yomim Tezim, to make Rosh HaKadoshim, to make Yomim Tezim. You don't need Bezin to make Shabbos. Shabbos is Kriya Kaima, from Sheishis Mei Bereish. That's what the Gemara says. Why do you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos? Why don't you say the word? Amaroyim said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos. So the Gemara says, in Avid Tzoch, we don't accept that, Musa. We don't say that. Why? Because we don't play a role in being the Kaddish Shabbos. Maybe we enhance the Kedushas HaShabbos by observing the day, by abstaining from malachim. But basically, the kedusha Shabbos is there from sheishes shmei bris. By baruch alkim and samishpei akadosh says the Baruch Shalom endowed all the Shabbos with kedusha. So he said baruch atah Hashem mekadesh haShabbos. He was mekadesh all the Shabbos directly. When it comes to yamin tayzin, so we say mekadesh yisrael ba'azman and mekadesh yisrael rosh chodesh because the bnei are the ones who make the kedusha. So what is it? What does it mean? So that's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Moshe says, "Mayade Hashem b'nei Sam." Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bezdin. The Gemara says, "Mayade Hashem tzrichin kiddush Bezdin." Ein Shabbos bereishit tzrichin kiddush Bezdin. So what does it mean? Mayadim need kiddush Bezdin. How do you have the kiddush Bezdin? So usually you learn Parsha Pshat that Bezdin declares when it's Rosh Chodesh, and the Meila 2 weeks later is Pesach, or Yom Kippur will be the 10th, and the 15th will be Sukkot, v'chule. That's the Parsha Pshat. So the Shita of Kubet says, quotes a Rashba. Now we have the Rashba on Bava Basra, he says it. Shita blesses quotes from the Rashba on Bava Basra, who quotes Rabbeinu Hanan, but that's not enough. Not only does the Bezin declare on Rosh Chodesh, it should be Mekudesh HaChodesh, the Bezin has to declare on Pesach, today has Kedusha as Pesach, and on Shavuos they have to say, today has Kedusha as Shavuos, and Yom Kippur has Kedusha. Every day they have to declare that today has Kedusha. It's a funny opinion. So Rachik said, yeah, that's why you have to daven over if that's Chalamoid, and if you got to say Yalav Yavoi, you have to daven over not only Shachris and Mincha, you have to daven over even Meiriv. On Rosh Chodesh, you don't daven over Meiriv. If you got to say Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh to Meiriv, you don't daven over. But if you got to say Yalav Yavoi on Chalamoid, you daven over not only Shachris and Mincha, you even have to daven over for Meiriv. Why? Because Mayad Hashem Tzrich in Kiddush Bezdin, it's not enough that the Tzibur said Yalav Yava and Rosh Chodesh, they said we hereby declare today as Rosh Chodesh. They have to declare on Pesach, Chalamoid Pesach, and on Chalamoid Sukkot, they have to say also we declare today as Chalamoid. Every day of Pesach. Every day of Yom Tov. And if they don't, and if they forgot to say Yalav Yava, even though the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei says on Chalamoid, the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei says on Yom Tov, if they say a week to Shemoneh Esrei, they said they're not Yaitse, they said the wrong Nusach. You have to say a Nusach of Atav HaChatan HaKalamen, Baruch Atav Hashem HaKadosh Yisrael HaHazmanen. But let's say Chalamoy. The Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei is exactly the same. The only difference is you got to say Yalav Yavah. So if you say lack of Yalav Yavah, you're Yaitse the Shemoneh Esrei. The only reason why you have to daven over is because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah being the Kaddish, Rosh Chodesh. So how does it apply to Chalamoy? So he said, with this Shita Mekubetzis, you see, no, that the Klal Yisrael with the Bezdin have to declare on Yom Tov also. Today's Mekudesh the Kedushas Yom Tov. And if they didn't, they have to repeat over. And the declaring Kedushas Yom Tov, that can be done by Lila. Declaring Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, that the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Ein Mekadesh HaChodesh Balayla. Then being Mekadesh Yom Tov, Chalamoid, and Yom Tov Balayla, that you can do. So we require of you, if you forgot to say Yalav Yava by Meiriv, on Chalamoid Pesach, on Chalamoid Sukkot, you would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, not because you're not Yotzei the Chavis HaTfila, no. Chavis HaTfila, you were Yotzei, even if you didn't say Yalav Yavah. You weren't Yotzei the participation of the Tzibur in being the Kaddish Yom Tov. Wow, what a... That was an interpretation. That was his interpretation. He said, based on his interpretation of why you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on Leil Rosh Chodesh if you've got Yalav Yavah, he said, it doesn't make sense to say, you won't yet Mekadosh the day until it comes the morning, and then the morning Mekadosh at Lamafreya. So no, it's Mekadosh Lamafreya. So why don't you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei by Mash? So he gave this whole interpretation. So based on his interpretation, it doesn't fit in by Akel HaKadosh, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Akel HaKadosh is the wrong Nusach HaBracha. If the Chachamim said the Nusach HaBracha has to be HaMelech HaKadosh, and you said Akel HaKadosh, you're not Yaitzei, because you said the wrong Nusach HaBracha. Right. So that was his suggestion in the Gemara. He thought that each and every person has to mention Rosh Chodesh and has to mention Chalamoid Yom Tov in order to be koveya the kedusha of Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. That's fantastic. So, okay. Not only do you have to fulfill the Chayvus HaTzvila, you have to daven in order to endow the day with Kedushas Yom Tov. That's it. Yeah. Shir Shalyom, that's Mimhagim. That we in the Beis Hamikdash they said a Shir Shalyom on Hakrovis by the Nisach Hayayin of the Tmidim and the Musafim. But the meaning that we have to say a Shir Shalyom, that's only a meaning. When the Chachamim were Misakin that we should join along with the Bezin, or we should take the place of the Bezin to endow the day with Dusha Shosh Chedesh and Dusha Shiyanta, the way they were Misakin it was by saying Yalav Yov and Nishman Asher. They weren't Misakin it by saying Dusha Shiyanta. This was a whole fantastic sheet. It's a question whether it's correct or not. This was his suggestion. Then the Gemara talks about the importance of not only davening for yourself, you have to daven for other people as well. And if another person is sick and you don't daven for him, nikra chayte, the Gemara calls psukim, and you should take it to heart. Person should take it to heart the other person's needs, not only his own needs. The Gemara continues to quote psukim. Okay. Then the Gemara talks about what's the story, the third parasha of Shema. The first two parashas of Shema, it says you should recite this B'shach B'chav Kumecha. The third parasha of Shema is only recited in order to fulfill Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So why did they decide, it doesn't say you should say this parasha, so why did they decide to pick on the parasha of Tzitzis? There's some of the other parashas in the Chumash where it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says a whole explanation. Why this parasha, strictly speaking, could have chosen any other parasha. Well, said there are five or six themes that appear in the parasha of Tzitzis. It's so important, that's why they picked that. So the Gemara says, at one point, they were considering the possibility of reciting Nevuas Bilam in order to fulfill the requirement of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the pasuk says, Kel Matziyam in Mitzrayim Kisal Fosre Ein Lo. And there are beautiful things there in the Nevuas Bilam that speak nicely of the Jewish people. Karash, Achav, Karich, Eladim, and Yikimenu. So they were considering seriously incorporating the Nevuas Bilam. But then the Gemara says, you're going to be such a long davening. You've got to say such a long Nevuas Bilam, it'll take forever. The Gemara says, who says you have to say the whole thing? Just say the two or three psukim that you want and five pick. Who says? The Gemara says, no, there's a din that may not be violated called Parsha, the Le'paski Moshe, Anan Le'paskina. You're not allowed to say a half a Parsha. So you're going to say the Nevuas Bilam, it'll take too long. So that's why we picked the Parsha of Tzitzis, so that's a shorter Parsha. So on the Masoras Hashas on the left column in the margin, they give you the cross references of this line called Parsha Le'paskimesha, Anan Le'paskina, and they refer you to Megillah Daf Chavdeis and Tainis on Daf, where is it? It's called Zion. You look at the two Gemaras there, Megillah and Tainis, it does, not only does it not say they contradict it, it says something different there. Yeah, the Gemara spoke to the exact same Gemara that's quoted in Megillah and Tainis. That's the discussion of how do we learn Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. You want to give four aliyahs, and the first you have the Parsha Satam and has eight psukim, then you have Parsha Shabbos, and Yom HaShabbos, Nechlas, and something has two psukim. So how are you going to divide up over here? So you can't give an aliyah two psukim. You have to have a minimum of three psukim. So what are you going to do with the eight psukim? So you give one aliyah three psukim, one aliyah three psukim, then the third one will get the next two psukim and the next two psukim. So you're not allowed to stop an aliyah, start an aliyah within three psukim of a psukha stuma. So you can't do that. So what are you going to do? Lame four psukim for the kohen, four psukim for the lady. So then the shlishi is only going to get two psukim. What are you going to get? Two psukim and one pasuk. You can't let, so you stop. Gemara says a problem. So there's a machlokes, how do you solve the problem? So one opinion is, you're laying two and a half psukim for the kohen, you're laying two and a half psukim for the lady, so you did in five psukim, then you got three psukim left. Gemara says, no, we don't allow that. Called psukim de le'paskimesh and non-le'paskimesh. So Gemara has the lashon there, Megillah, and the tainus is, you're not allowed to break a pasuk in half. Like we have said today, here the Gemara is talking about you're saying full psukim, you're not allowed to break a parsha in half. It's a total contradiction, not the same thing. It's a contradiction. So the Magen Avraham asked that kasha. Magen Avraham asked the kasha, and the Tur Yevin tumbles about the kasha in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdash they used to recite every day a different Shir Shalyom from Tehillim, and on Shabbos they said Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos when they did the Nisach Hayayin of the Tomei Shel Shachar, but when they did the Nisach Hayayin of the Musafim, then they recited the sections of Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu was divided up into six parts. And the same way they broke it up in the Beis Hamikdash, Kach Nechalk in the Beis HaKnesses, when we give Aliyahs and Hazino, so we're supposed to divide it up into these six Aliyahs. Haziv Loch is the Rosh HaTevis, Hei Zayin Yud Vav, Lamed Chav Hazino, Zuchari Maiselam, and so on. So the Magen Avraham is bothered with the Kasha. What do you mean? They read one section, one Shabbos, then they read the next section, the next Shabbos, but they stopped in the middle of a paragraph. It's a Parashat Dalei Paske Moshe. The Hapsokas and Hazino don't always correspond to Psuchas and Stumas. It's in the middle of a Parsha. So according to our Gemara, there's a violation of called Parsha Dalei Paske Moshe and non-Lei Paske. So it's a problem. The Magen Avraham doesn't really come up with Magen Avraham with the Tur Yevan or Rashi. They don't really come up with a satisfactory solution to the problem. So that's what the Rav gave his suggestion. He said that basically it's the same din. The din is you have to lay in Kriyas HaTorah Kichsavai. So what says Kichsavai? So he says it depends. If you're laying in Kriyas HaTorah, so the Takanas Chachamim was that every Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, and the Kriyas HaTorah as a whole has to have a minimum of 10 psukim. So the units that you're working with are units of psukim, 3 psukim, 10 psukim. So since the units that you're working with are psukim, so there, a violation of Shalei Kichsavai would be called Psukah Dolei Paskim, Shalei Paskim. He is talking about the third parsha of Shema after the first two parshios. So, we said there are a few different opinions as to how much of Kriya Shema is Deraisa. So the Ramban's opinion was that only Pasuk Rishon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad is Deraisa, and everything else only the Rabban. So the Pshat we're going to say is not going to fit in if you hold like the Ramban. But we had the other Rishonim, Rashi's opinion, the opening Rashi and the Masechta. Rashi holds that the Parsha Rishon is Deraisa, but Hayom Shema is only the Rabban. Taisa's opinion is that the first two Parshias are Deraisa. So, if you assume either the whole first Parsha is Deraisa, the second Parsha is Derabbanan, or you assume like Taisa, the first two Parshias are Deraisa, because it says Bishach B'chol Kamecha, both in the first Parsha and in the second Parsha, then the Chachamim were Misakein the third Parsha as a part of Kriyashma. The Chiris and Tzitzis Mitzrayim is a part of Kriyashma. That we spoke about that, why the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah, because he holds it as part of Kriyashma. So since in Kriyashma, the din that you're working with, even if you hold like the Ramban, that Minatara is only Pasuk Rishon, but in the Rabbanon, they made a takana that you should read stay Parshios. So when they wanted to introduce Zechiras Yitzir Tzayim at the conclusion of Shema, so they introduced it the Torah's Parsha. So they said you have to lay in a third Parsha. So since the unit that you're working with is a unit of Parsha, if you're laying less than a Parsha, that would be a violation of Shalot Yechsova. So that's how the Rav explained, the Gemara has that din in the end of Rosh Hashanah that we just said, Kishem Shachalukim Kan. Just like the Lazim and the Beis Hamikdash, every Shabbos when they did the Nisach Hayayin after the Musafim, so they divided Hazinu into 6 units, and every week they recited the first unit, next week the second unit, the sixth week the sixth unit, the seventh week they went back to the first unit, Hazivloch and Chayzuch Halila. So the Gemara says, Kishem Shachaluk and Kan and the Beis Hamikdash for the Shiva Shalavim by Musafim, Kachaluk and the Beis Haknesses, you're not allowed to make Chayzuchis on Shabbos Hazinu. You have to lay in Hazina the way it says in the Chum. Why are you not allowed to make Chesavah? What kind of a din is that? So the Rav said, because that's called Shaloi Kechesavah. What's Shaloi Kechesavah? Because there, Hazina has to be read, the Torah Shira. It's a poem. If you pause in the wrong place in the poem, you kill the poem. You ruin the whole poem. So the tradition was, just like Kishen Shachaluk in the Beis HaMikdash, just like the Levium used to divide up the Shiras Hazina in units of paragraphs, so we have to divide it up in the base. We have to lay in Hazina the Torah Shira. And if you're going to make Chaysophis, it'll be a Kriya. Shaloi Kechsova. And that's what the Achreinim and Magen Avraham adds on. When you lay in Oz Yashira, so you shouldn't make any Chaysophis. Just like the Gemara says, Hazina should be recited the Torah Shira. And these are units in Haziv Loch, the 6 units of the Shira's Hazina. So in Oz Yashira, it's one big unit. So it's not right to make Chaysophis in the middle of so that's how the Rav thought. That's the Teretz. So the two Gemaras are basically the same, and the third Gemara is also part of the same story. Kishem Shachaluk and Kan, Kachaluk and the Beis HaKnesses is also the din of Kriya Shalai Kachal. That's where his practice from Europe was. That was the Lubavitcher minute, that there would be medaktik on Haziblach even on Shabbos afternoon. What's right before Hazinu? It's on Vayela. The Shabbos afternoon Vayela, so when they would lay in Hazinu, and on Monday or Thursday morning, he would lay in 3 aliyahs. He would lay in Tov Rezeh. The people were going crazy. I remember it was an onset, and the people had to drive into Boston. Until they got the minyan, it took, they didn't start davening shachas on time. Until they put together the minyan, it took 10 minutes. And then he lay in Kriyas HaTorah, half a sedra. It takes forever to lay in 3 aliyahs. So he said, when he came from in Europe, that was the practice, that they were makpid on Haziv Loch, not only on Shabbos morning when you're laying the whole Hazina, even on Shabbos afternoon of Ayelech, and on Monday and Thursday morning, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says that we're not makpid. We're only makpid on Shabbos morning. Oh yeah? I didn't know that they touched it. I know other Achrayim have the practice not like the Ramosha. He thought that it may be a violation of Anissa Deraisa. If you're laying Hazina, not pausing in the right place, even Hashem HaMisha, it may be a violation of Kriya Shalok Yechsam. The way we do Rosh Chodesh, that's based on the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara gives the explanation. The Gemara, you see, the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh, you're reading Psukim. So there the Gemara just says it'll be a violation if you read a half a pasuk. So we're careful not... So read it twice. That's the Gemara says like that. Okay, we'll stop here. So we know the next week a suggestion was made we should try to do a little Hilchos Pesach, because the week after, I'm pretty sure on a Thursday afternoon, I have two weddings, Thursday night, so I won't be able to be there. So we'll do that next week. We'll start Hilchos Pesach.